Question Your World, created by the Science Museum of Virginia.
Extreme heat waves, droughts, and their increasingly common combination are damaging to plant productivity and crop yields. Ultimately, this could result in a major loss to Virginia's economy as well. Compared to the last 120 years or so, we have already seen Virginia's summertime temperatures increase and rainfall decrease over the last few decades. Scientists expect even longer periods of intensified heat extremes in the future, leaving us to wonder, how can we make our farms more resilient to changing environmental conditions? Virginia State University's Agricultural Research Station was just awarded a $475,000 grant by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Agriculture and Food Research Initiative. This grant was awarded to researchers to learn more about how to engineer heat tolerance into corn, soybean, and other crops used for human food, animal feed, and textile production. So, how do they do that? Well, these researchers have spent the last few years isolating and studying a specific gene present in purslane, an annual succulent, which seems to have extremely powerful heat and drought-resistant abilities. Very useful during long and extreme heat waves. Once they understand more about how this gene works with other partner proteins and how it increases heat and drought tolerance in this succulent, they can then evaluate it as a potential candidate to increase heat tolerance in crops fortified with its abilities. As environmental conditions continue to change, researchers and farmers will have to keep an open dialogue and exchange ideas to prevent major crop yield issues. Luckily, when it comes to preventing crop failures, corn farmers especially are all ears.
For more information, please visit smv.org.